a celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time. It's a celebration.
Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right corner, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left, and then Listen Online, and you will be set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and there's always, it's like 99% positive stuff and all great videos and photos and all of that. And it's my Robbie Golden Retriever's favorite time of year. The leaves are starting to fall off the trees. Now, we haven't been able to have our first leaf blow yet, but I got to post one of those wonderful, phenomenal Facebook videos of the haystack pile of leaves and the wonderful golden nose in the leaves. Anyway, it is the cutest video. So if you want to see what I get to enjoy every fall with Robbie when we blow his first leaf pile, because he loves it. It's his favorite sport. Anyway, you can check that out on Facebook. It's really great. And then just below that one, there's some really cute goats. Do you want a cute fix for today? So woohoo. It is hard for to believe, but it's the first Sunday of October already. And keeping with tradition, that means it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And so it's me zooming in from home, and our wonderful Animal World production engineer Nathan Miller is holding everything down at the fort. And I should say maybe the almost voiceless Nathan Miller. Good morning, Nathan. It's our
good morning, Martha.
It's our horsey Nathan today. And there's a good reason for that. And of course, we are celebrating today. And gosh, we've got all kinds of things to celebrate. You know, I mean, there's just so much stuff going on in my life and everyone I know's life and all around the world life that I think we just need to focus on when the positive stuff and when we can celebrate we're going to celebrate. So we have leftover celebrations because we're consistently celebrating since we started with celebration. I think it was 2 weeks ago, Nathan. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it then that you pulled the celebration card because you got to make a big announcement? Well, for anybody that wasn't here 2 weeks ago, why don't you tell everybody again the big announcement?
Well, I'll be becoming an uncle in mid-January.
Woohoo! Yeah, so Nathan's brother's wife, so your sister-in-law has a bun in the oven, is that correct?
A little peanut.
A little peanut in that peanut in the shell, and it's supposed to pop in January, and Nathan is going to become Uncle Nate at that point, huh?
That's what we decided on.
All right, so we're celebrating that. Well, we consistently celebrate that. So then I have something to celebrate, and that's why I picked celebration to start today. And then Nathan threw a wrench in the works because he said, well, we might have something else to celebrate. And I kind of have a feeling that what Nathan wants to celebrate in the overall bigger picture of everyone else out there, y'all are probably more interested in celebrating what he wants to celebrate rather than what I want to celebrate. So we'll start with him. So for anyone that's been under a rock that hasn't been paying attention here for the last little while in Seattle land, what are we celebrating, Nathan?
Well, I can tell you it's Sunday, but we're not celebrating the Seahawks for a change. Today, we are celebrating the Mariners because after about 20 years, they are finally on the edge of making the playoffs. And today, if they win, could very well make a wild card slot.
Yeah, so this is really for if you're a sports fan, especially if you're a baseball fan. This is a big deal, right, for Seattle, because it's been, I think, more than 20 years since the Mariners have been in the playoffs. I don't know, all along, I remember, Nathan, being as that I've been on the planet a lot longer in this lifetime than you have. I was around when all this Mariner stuff started. And unfortunately, they've got some not so good karma because a lot of when they started and building the stadiums, it all related about that. And it was not a real positive experience. And I think that's part of the reason why the team hasn't done so well. At least that's always been kind of my perspective of it all. But the good news is they have been doing what they've needed to do to kind of stay in it here at the end of the baseball season, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's definite. Like, if they win today, it's not automatic that they get a wild card slot and get to be able to play. They need somebody else to lose somewhere.
Right. Either
isn't that right?
Either Boston needs to lose to the Nationals or the Yankees need to lose to the Rays, and that one seems more likely. But if at least one of those teams loses and the Mariners win today, we'll make a wild card slot.
Okay. And so am I understanding this correctly? And just so y'all know, we're talking about that. I couldn't forget this today, even if I tried, because guess who's decked out in Mariner attire? So when all I see when I see Nathan is big Mariners across his chest. So we're doing Mariners today, whether I want to or not. Because
well,
Nathan's dressed.
I should probably explain first, my voice sounds so weak and raspy and hoarsey today.
Yeah, that's why we played the horse.
Yeah. I was at the Mariners game yesterday, and I kid you not, it was Seahawks Stadium level loud there. And I was just
because apparently it was
my
a sellout, wasn't it? Didn't you have a full stadium?
Just about 45,000 fans were there.
Wow. Holy
a complete
mackerel.
Sellout. You know, every single seat was empty in the game. You know why?
Why?
Because nobody was sitting in them.
Ah,
everybody was standing
okay,
up
we
and
standing.
Jumping up and down and cheering their heads off the whole game and chanting. And it was a very exciting time.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, and was the roof open?
Yes. Did you, okay. It was open roof.
It was a nice day yesterday.
Yep.
Now I worked, so I only got to look out a window, but at any rate, it was really a lovely day. Now, my information correct, Nathan, this is the last game of the season today?
Yes, it is. The final game of the regular season.
And it's part of a series that we're playing against
the Angels.
The Angels. Now, are they still, I want to say Oakland A's, but I don't know if they're still that. Are they still the Oakland A's?
They're still the Athletics, yeah.
Okay. Now, they won last night. You were there screaming your guts out, it sounds like. That's why you're horsey Nathan today. And I just have to say on a sidebar, I mean, bless all of you that were there, and I hope you had a wonderful time. But of course, when I hear about, 45,000 people in a stadium screaming their guts out, I think I don't want to be anywhere near there because of COVID. And I'm still very cautious and I'm not doing these things, but at least the roof was open. It's outdoors, so there's good air circulation.
And I will say most of the people at the stadium too were wearing their masks.
Were they?
And doing a good job. Yeah.
All right. That's good. So did you wear your mask while you were screaming?
Yeah.
Good for you. All right. So I feel better about that. The other thing. So we've got one more game in this series today, which is the last game in the official season. Are consistently this year, have the A's been a better team? Are they a better team than the Mariners? Who's rated to win and all of that? So, I mean, would this be a big deal for them to win or are these teams pretty equal? I don't know. What can you tell us?
Well, right now, the Mariners and Yankees and Boston and Blue Jays, those are all the teams that are competing for the wild card. So right now, the Athletics, they're eliminated from any contention of that.
Okay. So it wouldn't be, it's not out of the unusual realm of possibilities for the Mariners to be able to beat them again today.
And of course, they have the Angels today.
They're playing the Angels today.
Yeah,
okay.
And the Athletics, they've already played the
Athletics. Okay. All right, so they're the Angels, but the Angels are out of contention?
Correct. They're almost last place in our division. They're in fourth place.
Well, that sounds like we might have a good chance of beating them, huh?
It's possible.
Now, I do have to say, remember I told you really have had the feeling all along with the Mariners that they really messed up the karma early on in this team being started, and that's the reason that they haven't done all that great over all these years. And I see it in the energy when I look at the team or I watch a game and that sort of thing. But I have to tell you, Nathan, because I knew you were at the game last night and I knew you were going to be horsey Nathan today and all of that stuff. So I paid extra attention so we'd be able to have this conversation today and I would not be, really stupid. And so I watched clips of the game and I watched some of the news coverage. So I have to tell you, I was shocked because there was one clip when of the game and stuff and the energy and the players, I was shocked because the energy was completely different than what I'm used to seeing. And I did see a winning energy and a building energy in the team. So as negative as I've felt about the Mariners in general from the beginning, just because of karma and what I see around the energy, it really had shifted. So I'm not so sure that they might not pull this out.
You know, I certainly
think there's a lot of good energy supporting them. And wouldn't it be fun to be able to, and it's just that there's been so little to celebrate for so long that it would just be really nice if they were able to pull it out. So if we want to help them win today, Nathan, when is the game?
It'll be right after the show at noon.
Well, how cool is that?
So first pitch.
You get to stay here with Animal World until noon, and then you just then you can listen to the game and send your good thoughts to the Mariners, huh?
Yep, and hold up your believe cards and believe in them and cheer them on.
Yeah, there was some of those Believe cards all over the place. But I was surprised when I saw the energy, little clip of energy I saw last night was really, really positive. So I'd say there's good reason to think positive and see them winning and getting to the playoffs. Now, after that, who knows? But at least for today, the energy looked good.
Win or lose, they had a fantastic season, and it is very good light shedding forward.
Yep. And if you're into sports, well, you get a double dose this afternoon, because isn't it Seahawks Sunday too? And they're playing somewhere.
Yeah, but right now I must say all eyes are on the Mariners.
So no, because it's early in the football season and they're not doing all that well anyway.
Not
but,
yet. Haven't really seen any good signs yet.
Yep, and that's kind of normal for them. So it's all baseball today and Mariners. So good luck. Good luck, Mariners. And we hope they do well. All righty. So let's see. Before we take care of advertisers and then we got to officially start the show on all. Oh, I got to tell you. Well, why did we play Celebration? It really wasn't for the Mariners to start with. It was for me. Because guess what, Nathan?
All right. Let's go.
Can you guess? What my good news is?
You got your house all fixed. You're ready to move back in.
Oh, I think we'll play Celebration like two or three times in a row when that happens. Because no, that's not it. I wish that it would be nice if it was. It's not. I pulled the Celebration card because I was close to first in line. I got my third Pfizer COVID vaccine this week.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeehaw. So I'm really, really excited about that. I think it was last Friday that FDA approved the third vaccine for us older folks. And I've been watching and waiting because I couldn't get there fast enough because I'm exactly 6 months from my second Pfizer vaccine. So I just got online because my pharmacy at Fred Meyer Monroe does the Pfizer vaccine, and I was able to sign up for an appointment right away. I went later in the day on Monday, so I knew all the stuff at the house would be done and I could sneak away and go get the vaccine. I did. It was like piece of cake. And I was really happy because when I was doing my 15 minutes after the shot, sitting there waiting, a number of other people came in and up to the counter to ask if they could get the COVID vaccine. And they were told, sorry, we're out. With what we've got scheduled, we're out of the vaccine. We'll probably get more in the later of the week, but we're out. So I got in just before the rush. And I'm really thrilled. I'm supposed to fly to California later in the month for my nephew's wedding. And, you know me, I'm still on lockdown with COVID and being extra cautious. So I keep myself and my clients safe. I've been on the fence about whether or not I'd feel comfortable making the flight, but I knew there was no way I would consider it if I didn't have the third vaccine. Now that I've got that, I feel like I can go if it works out timing wise with the house. So anyway, I'm a happy camper. I've had my third vaccine, and I would just say to any of you out there, and I only had no side effects. I got down the taking the Arnica, which I take the homeopathic to prevent any bruising. I had sore arm and bruising the first two shots. This time I had a little sore arm the next morning for a few hours, but absolutely zero bruising or anything, nothing else. So I am very pleased. So that's my good news, Nathan.
Very happy to hear that.
All right. Now, let's see. I got to tell you one more thing before we take care of advertisers and then officially start the show. I don't do current events on the first Sunday till later in the second hour. Not a lot of to report, but there's a lot of special days have been happening Friday, Saturday, and Monday. And tomorrow, Monday, October 4th, that is St. Francis of Assisi's feast day. And so the Sunday around this St. Francis special day is usually when our churches do the Blessing of the Animals Sunday. So that's what this Sunday is. And thanks to Eileen, Help Animals India, she sent me, she got this out of the Shoreline News. There is one official Blessing of the Animals Sunday today that we know of. Churches don't tend to send out press releases on this, so I don't have information about what other churches are doing this, but at least St. Dunstan's, D-U-N-S-T-A-N apostrophe S, St. Dunstan's Church, I'm assuming in the Shoreline area, is doing it today. It's a 10 o'clock service, and animals are welcomed into the sanctuary with worshipers to be blessed and anointed, but they must be controlled on leashes or cages as appropriate. And I think you will find that happening at a number of churches, but just so you know, and if you wanted to join that, you would be able to and have time. We'll talk more about all of these special days this weekend with Eileen in the second hour today, but I wanted you to have a chance to join Blessings with the Animals today if you'd like to. And if you can't get to an official one, bless your animals, just do it. Because it we're celebrating St. Francis. So before we officially start the show and honor St. Francis a little more today, we're going to take care of advertisers. And remember, it is the most important part of the show, because without them, there is no show. So please listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonics Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp. That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen, our best practitioner and energy codes gal, and you can find her at verticalenergyworldwide.com. You can see her for in-person sessions at the Interest Based Facility, the old Rainier Brewery, And she's offering a free session to anybody that asks. All you got to do is call or text her, and you can see her in her office in person or remotely for a treatment. Take advantage of it. It's absolutely transformational work. And you call or text her at 206-841-1992. Of course, you do anything wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates, and you get interviews on the show and link on the website. You get to support the world of animals. So if you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or just give me a call, 360-217-7258. And we're still holding the space for Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon. She is back to work a couple days a week now, and doing classes again. Life remains a challenge for her, but boy, she's hanging in there. And I can't tell you enough about what an incredible sound healer she is, and she is saving me right now, because what I'm going through with my house stuff, I can't tell you. It is unbelievable to live in two places and have to go back and forth, you know, and I go out to the trailer, and then whatever I need out there, I just left at the house, and back and forth and in and out, all of that. And I've just been so exhausted. Well, I got to get sound healed and the gong work and so forth on Friday. And oh, I'll tell you, it made a phenomenal difference, a difference of day and night. I felt so much better, and I do feel so much better. And so it allowed me to have a great session yesterday with clients and their dogs. And I just can't tell you enough about she is the premier sound healer in our area, and she can work with you in person. So worth going in and into the office in the Greenwood area of Seattle and experiencing the gongs live. But she also does remote work. So check it out, whispering-dragon.com, or give her a call, 206-706-2836. All righty then, we are running a little behind schedule as usual. That seems to be normal around here, and it's only taken about a half an hour to get to officially starting the show. And so I do that, if you haven't been here with me before, I officially start the show by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be our Saint Francis. And it's extra special this weekend, because tomorrow, October 4th, is Saint Francis of Assisi feast day. So we celebrate Saint Francis anyway at this time of year. And of course, we've got the blessings of the animals going and all that sort of thing. So extra special prayers for Saint Francis. And I start with a couple of little prayers, a shorter one for our animal friends and a longer one for us human animals. And then we'll do our affirmations. So here we go. To start with, this is the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, for us human animals now, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Peace. Amen. All righty. Now, on to our affirmations. I've got several in this group that we do. And as always, I start with this first affirmation we do for ourselves as individuals. And the little ritual we do here is we say, I say them out loud three times. And this is voluntary as to whether or not you participate with me. You can say them out loud along with me. You can say them silently along with me, or not at all. Or you can use them daily in your life as I do. So here we go with affirmation number one, three times. And this one we're doing for ourselves as individuals. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, second affirmation here. This one comes from Linda Mitt Rasmussen, our best practitioner, and it's a very powerful affirmation. We do this as for ourselves as an animal world collective for the group. Here we go with this one. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, I have the next affirmation that we do is also for ourselves as a collective. And this is the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative, Warriors of Light. This is from the Ananda Institute of Italy, actually, is where I got this. And this is designed to put us in the energy space we need to be in when you go to the Mariners game or out shopping or whatever, to go out in an attitude of healthy, sharing health and wellness rather than fear of contagion or something. So, let's see. I lost my train of thought, Nathan, because I got distracted because I I'm at home, and my goodness, the hummingbirds are out my window. They're so cute. Let's see. You know what I'm going to do here is because that affirmation. Let's do our Natasha, because that's, I forgot that one. That's why I'm out of sync. Natasha gave me a little bit different wording, but this one is really helping me right now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All right. I am grateful and thankful God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All right. And now to complete this little group of affirmations, cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me. I trust, I trust, I trust. All right. And then I close out with the Warriors of Light affirmation. And here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light, and we fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light, and we fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Okay, then, we are all spiritualized up for the day, for the week. And I always feel so much better when we do all of that. And of course, it's not voluntary when we get up and do the exercise and fun dancing part of the show, but that doesn't happen for a while, so you got a chance to wake up. It is time, though. Well, and just before we switch to what we're doing today, I forgot to mention the weather. Actually, Nathan showed me, turned the camera around. Oh, and how miserable. It is cloudy. It looks like drizzly and gray and just kind of yucky down there, Nathan.
Seeing a little bit of widespread misty type rain going on right now, but that should clear out by the afternoon, become mostly cloudy.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Now, it is drizzly up here. It's wet, but a very, very light drizzle. It actually looks a little bit not as misty up here as it does down there. So, but you say this is going to go away, huh?
And it should. Yeah, it'll start to disappear. Kind of like a little bit of extra marine air this morning, if you would.
Oh, I think it would be wonderful if it got to noon. And how about the clouds part and the skies open, the sun comes out for the Mariners?
You know, I saw the most amazing rainbow on Monday this week.
Oh, wow.
Almost a double rainbow. So maybe we can get one of those too.
Sounds good. And we'll have let's have a nice sunshine and rainbows for our shelters and everybody that helps our animal friends. Speaking of that, of course, it is the first Sunday of the month. And traditionally that means it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. Speaking of helping our animal friends, particularly those in cat suits, would be Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And that's where we're headed first today. Marilyn Hendrickson is here. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
And how are you today? Are you having a drizzly Sunday morning at your place?
Yeah, it's pretty drizzly here, but I like Nathan's. I think Nathan should be a weatherman, actually.
The problem is, if I was, I would have to predict the future, and that's not easy to do in Seattle.
Well, that's true. That's true. So for anybody that doesn't know, Marilyn, why don't you give us a lowdown on what is Meow?
Meow is a nonprofit 501c3 animal rescue shelter. We rescue cats and dogs, kittens and puppies. Cats and kittens are at the shelter. Dogs and puppies are in foster care. We have, I've lost track. I think we're in our 26th year.
I was just thinking about that because I was saying, if anybody can attest to how long Animal World has been around, we've been around just a little longer than Meow because we've been on a few years when Meow opened up and launched this rescue, which... actually we did a live broadcast at the first location, Nathan, for Meow when they opened up. And actually that's where the name came from, Meow, because the first location was on Mercer Island. So doesn't Meow stood for, at least at the time, I don't think you've changed it, Mercer Island and East Siders for, cats and I don't remember what it was, but it had Mercer Island in the name.
Yep, and that still holds true.
Still holds. Okay. Now, but over the years, it took off and did so well that eventually you ended up moving to where you are now, which is in the Houghton Plaza in Kirkland. You are right across the parking lot from PCC and behind Natural Pet Pantry for anyone that wants to know where you are. And now with... COVID and the pandemic, of course, you guys had to lock down like everybody else, and the shelter was pretty much closed for months, and all the animals were pretty much in foster and all of that. But I think things are continuing to head back more towards a normal situation. So what's it like these days at Meow? Can we actually come in and meet cats again?
Yeah, things are going really, really well. Right now, we're just open on Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. And I think pretty soon here we're going to stretch that out to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm not sure when.
And what were the hours of Saturday and Sunday from when to when?
1 until 5.
1 to 5 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays. Those are the hours right now that people can actually come into the shelter.
Yes.
Okay, and soon to open up on Fridays as well.
Yeah.
Hey, that's exciting.
Really exciting. And I should say that almost every weekend we are cleaned out.
Really?
By Sunday at 5 o'clock, we are just about cleaned out. We adopt out almost everybody every weekend. So it's really great.
You know, I've been hearing from so many people that are looking, you know, to adopt animals, that there really is kind of a shortage.
Yeah.
You know, at least what I'm hearing is that it's not easy. I have some clients and some others that are looking to rescue dogs and haven't been able to find anything, you know, that works. And now cats as well. It sounds like now this includes, Marilyn, not just young ones or kittens, but your adult cats too. Pretty much everybody in the shelter gets adopted every weekend.
Just about. I know yesterday 3 of our adults were adopted.
Wow.
And I think 3 kittens were also adopted.
Wow.
And, you know, we do have a couple of special needs adults that are still there, but that's just because the right person hasn't come along yet.
Ooh, and speaking of that.
Yeah.
We talked about a couple of cats last month and one of very special needs. And I shared with you, some dear friends of mine were very interested, and we kind of told the story. It's a wonderful story. Now here, I'm going to cry again. So before I fill you in, Marilyn, on all the Runyon and Franklin details, I think we need to take care of advertisers before I space that and Nathan has to yell at me. So let's take care of advertisers. And then when we come back, well, I'm going to update you on my friends. And remember the really, really obese cat, Runyon? Well, he's really, really obese. But boy, I've got great news and great stories to tell you. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More with Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Tell your friends about Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, and remember, it's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O-supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. The best and most palatable kitty vitamins come on the feline nuggets are really, really great. But the dog formula is absolutely phenomenal. And pretty much we're all NuPro dogs in the Animal World family these days. Nathan's dog takes it and I know Natasha's dogs take it, and my Robbie's on it, and he loves it, and we're all happy, and it even improved Abby, Nathan's dog's appetite. So, because it makes a nice gravy, put the powder on, a little cool water, and oh, makes nice that they love it. So, check it out, newprosupplements.com. And also, you know, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So, I'm always happy to talk to you on the phone, and I would love to work with you and help you resolve your problems. And I specialize in really out of control problems with dogs and getting things under control quickly. I just have to tell you, got to be patient for me if you need me here. And if you don't need me immediately, please wait a little while, because I am in really high demand, and I can't schedule anybody right now. My weekends are scheduled through this month. I can schedule Saturdays into November, but weekdays, I don't know when I'm available to be able to leave at this point. Stuff is really finally starting to happen at my house, which is good news. But for the next couple of weeks or so, I just don't know when and if I'm going to be able to do sessions during the week. And so I've got a waiting list, and people are being flexible, and I call last minute when I can do it. So that's kind of what's going on for me. Anyway, you can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or give me a call at 360-217-7258. All righty, we are talking to Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue, and they also do dogs and puppies in Kirkland. And gosh, Marilyn, last month we talked about you always have lots of adult cats. Well, usually have lots of adult cats that need adopting. And my friends that had actually helped me out when my mom died and I had to move and take care of my dad. I had a couple of rescue kitties I couldn't take, and they adopted them, and they lived happily ever after for years with Dave and Pat, and they became dear friends of mine. Well, they had finally lost their last rescue cat, and so they were ready for new kitties. And I think they do what most people, I said, well, check out Meow. And so they went to the website, Marilyn, which is Meow, M-E-O-W, meowcatrescue.org. And they clicked on, I think, available cats, and then started looking. And there was a pair of adult cats, Franklin, a black cat, with a little bit of white on his face, that normal, a cat. But then Runyon, who was the one we both fell in love, my friends and I fell in love with in the photograph, kind of a buffy orange guy, but morbidly obese. Marilyn, this cat is huge.
I know. Yeah. He weighed in at 26 pounds, I think.
Yeah, well, I think it was 28. Originally. Originally, it was something like 20. Anyway, really, really obese. And I know he was, he and Franklin, his name is Runyon. Runyon and Franklin were in foster care. And we're waiting for hopefully a forever home, someone that was willing to take on the challenge of having to very slowly take weight off Runyon. So last month when we talked, they had just discovered Franklin and Runyon online. We're looking at them. And I talked to you about it, Marilyn, on the show last month. And they had just filled out an adoption application. So what happened after the show, so a month ago, you guys accepted their adoption application. So they did all, jumping through the hoops and going through the adoption process, the paperwork and stuff online. And then I think because we did the show on Sunday, I think it was the Thursday that they actually were then able to meet with the fosters and get Franklin and Runyon and bring them home. Now, I have to say, Marilyn, I haven't been able to meet them yet. You know, with everything going on in my life, I haven't been able, I haven't had the time to be able to go meet them. But Pat has been keeping me informed. We've been talking regularly. I have to say that they're, they were told that Franklin, the black kitty, was very shy. But Marilyn, he's turned into a social butterfly. He, even when they have friends come over to the house, Franklin comes out and says, hello, who are you? Pat me. And he's absolutely obsessed with, you know, interactive games. He's got a ball and a string that apparently is Foster's gave him, and he loves to play. Runyon is just a sweetheart. And as you might imagine, he, I think, waited at 26 and some ounces. You know, the last time he was weighed, Pat said this was before they got him. So it's the Foster family had taken a little bit of the weight off. They got a plan from the Fosters, adopted them. I have to say it was a little rocky road for the first week in getting them to eat at all. Because nothing worked in the transition, but with coaching with Aunt Martha, and we worked through it, they worked through all of that, and now they've had time to get Franklin and Runyon into the meet their forever veterinarian, you know, because these days veterinary practices are really stressed too, so it can be a while before you can get an appointment, but they've been in and been checked out with, you know, Pat and Dave's regular vet. So the vet is concerned about Runyon, you know, on the weight, as we knew, and agrees with, you know, Meow Marilyn and the advice that they were given, that the weight needs to be taken off, but very, very slowly. And so the vet is working with Pat on a plan to get this weight off of Runyon, and they're working at weaning him off all kibble, all dry food, and going to canned food only. He's doing really good in that transition. And then I am amazed, Marilyn, at the homework Pat has done, because she's researched all these foods, and then her veterinarian gave her a website, and I'm going to have to find out more about this, but it's devoted to obese cats and getting, taking weight off them and stuff. So she's learning all kinds of really good things, but she has researched all the foods that she's feeding and could feed. She's got it down to exactly how many calories, you know, he needs to eat and how many he should and all of that, and how much calories in this food and that food. And she's got this down to a science. And wow. And I think now her vet, though, cautioned them to go a little slower than what, you know, the Foster family had told them, because the vet is concerned if the weight comes off too fast, you can push them in, you know, the diabetes is a problem. Mm-hmm. The fatty liver disease, yeah, is a problem. So they have to do it very, in a very regulated way and a very slow way. But Runyon is cooperating, and Pat is like researching everything in the world to get the calories right and the food right. And I think if anybody can pull this off, Marilyn, Dave and Pat are going to be able to get Runyon down to an acceptable weight, and they're sure willing to work real hard at it. And they are.
I'm curious to know what kind of canned food they're giving him.
Well, that's not totally settled yet. What apparently is necessary, as you guys told them, is they need a low carb but high protein, more canned type food, because, you know, we want to take weight off, not put it on, so we don't want a lot of carb and filler in. I think that Meow is feeding, or the Fosters, one of the canned foods was a Friskies because of the formula, so they're using that. But then apparently, according to this website, there are some other better quality choices, so they're working with that to see what he likes, and he'll eat what are the best formulas, and making sure that, you know, I guess that it's protein, ways protein based with not the carbs and fillers, and so they're still working on having an absolute program, but it's going really well and figuring it all out.
That's great.
Yep. So, well, you know, I will have updates every month, and hopefully before our next month, I will have been able to get down there after the show and day I'm in the studio and get to meet them both. But she's sending me wonderful pictures. They're playing, they're adjusted, they sleep in bed at night. Sometimes they're still figuring it out. They're picking their beds and which beds they like to sleep in all the time and playing. And Franklin is very active. And as Pat says, it's fun to have kitties again because he's redecorating. Mm-hmm. So she sent me pictures of all the papers from her office desk all over the floor, you know. And so he's redecorating her office on a regular basis. Anyway, they're having fun with the kitties wreaking havoc. So thank you so much for trusting my friends and letting them become the forever homes for Franklin and Runyon. And I'm very hopeful. You know, everybody think good thoughts for Runyon losing the wheat consistently but slowly enough that he stays healthy and we get him back to an acceptable weight, and we will update every month. So Marilyn, today's Sunday. That means that Meow is open this afternoon from 1 to 5.
Yep.
Now, have you got any cats left? Because sounded like a lot got adopted yesterday. What have you got?
We've got, well, we have a couple special needs cats. We have 3 adorable kittens.
Ooh.
And then we also...
What color on the kittens, do you know?
Yeah, I think there's a tabby, a torby, and a brown tabby and a red tabby, I believe.
Oh, those are my favorites. Both kind of tabbies. Those are my favorites. Mm-hmm. And you got 3 kittens. Wow, that's a hot deal. So anybody looking for a kitten, you better get down to Meow today between 1 and 5.
Yes, I should mention that we have other kitties available on our website that are being done through contactless adoptions.
That's still an option then?
That is still an option. So the best thing to do is go to the website and click on available cats. And that changes daily. What you see today will be different tomorrow.
All right.
If you check that frequently, you will definitely you will know what is exactly available.
Excellent. So it sounds like you need to do that, folks. MeowCatRescue.org, MEOW, MeowCatRescue.org. Click on available cats. You could also click on available dogs, right? But you want to check the website to see what's available, because again, remember, there's kind of a shortage in rescue animals right now. And so you got to do your due diligence and pay attention and check them out online, and then don't mess around. If you see somebody you think you love and you're interested, get on it right away. So Marilyn, sure appreciate all the wonderful work you guys are doing. And I'm just delighted to hear that so many animals are getting wonderful homes.
Mm-hmm. We are too.
Yeah. So keep up the good work. We know you can go into Meow in the Houghton Plaza in Kirkland, everybody, from 1 to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Pay attention because they're soon to open up on Friday. We just don't exactly know when. And check them out at meowcatrescue.org and click on available cats or available dogs. You'll know what is available. And Marilyn, keep up the good work and we will talk again. And my goodness, I can't believe this, but I'm going to say the first Sunday in November. Yikes.
Yeah.
And happy Halloween, because it is that month, I guess, huh? I'm starting to see pumpkins around the neighborhood. So
please tell your friends thank you from all of us at Meow for taking care of Franklin and Runyon.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, I will. And, you know, Marilyn, they just couldn't have a better home. You would not believe the homework Pat is doing. I couldn't believe it when she told me exactly how many calories is and what food and all of this. Anyway, she's amazing. So more to report next month. But thank you so much, Marilyn. And we will hope for another great month of adoptions and more opening hours. And we'll talk to you again in November.
Okay. Talk to you again. Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, you guys, it's time for the mandatory part of the show. Dancing is required. This is how we get our energy up for the day, for the week, and how we spread the love around ourselves, our neighborhood, our communities, our country, our planet. That's what we're doing today. It is time for the Love Train. So dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. You can get up on your feet, dance with me, because I'm going to be cruising through your house to pick you up on the Love Train. We're sending the love all over. So stay right where you are. And next up, the second hour, we're going to talk to Eileen and Help Animals India. Got a lot of current events stuff that we'll share with Eileen. And then Seattle Dogs Homeless and Ananda in the third hour. So Animal World continues. The Love Train is coming up, and I energize it with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go. Oh, Infinite Spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train. Animal World continues straight ahead. Here it comes, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.